Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ryan from eBay. How can I help you?
I just received a call that about a confirmation call about some purchase of around 200 something dollars. And
yep.
But I have not placed any order on any eBay or anything. I don't know from. I'm deny that.
Okay.
I've got nothing to do with it.
All right.
I've been told that my account would be debited. I mean, which account?
All right. I'm going to help you out. Okay, what's happening? Like, it's a fraudulent charge which has been made by some other people with the help of your information. So, I believe that you want to cancel the charge and claim your refund amount from eBay customer support. So
how can I, how do they know what is my account number? How will they debit my account? I have never placed any order on eBay. I have never used the application. I've not paid anything. What will you refund?
Yeah, because we found that someone are trying to misuse your information. And they have created a fake eBay account.
They may use my information, but how do they get to know about my bank account? I'm not even a citizen of Australia. I'm visiting here.
All right. They don't know what is your bank account number. The one
you have
is your money.
See, if I got this call from eBay, you know my name? Does eBay know about it? What account has been misused?
Yeah, eBay know about it. Let me speak, sir. Let me try to understand what type of problem you are facing. Just from the past few days, we are receiving some unwanted errors and some lots of red signals from your IP address. Yeah, like you can use your mobile phone. I'm talking about that IP address. Whenever you're browsing the internet or watching any kind of online videos, you can see some bad advertisement or any kind of bad links comes up on your screen, and unfortunately you can touch on that bad any kind of application or any kind of links or any kind of pop-up ads. That point of time your IP address gonna misleak some information. So our headquarters charged to you $299. It's not taken out to your side, it's to be hold. Okay, so we are just trying to help you to cancel the transaction. Once it's cancelled, then...
What transaction do you want me to cancel? I don't know what transaction you're talking about. I have not placed any transaction.
You are not placing any kind of order. Everybody know that.
No.
Yeah, right. You don't place any order, sir.
It's not at all.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your concern. It's not you, it's somebody else who misuse your identification. They have placed an order like Google Play gift card for $299. I'm talking about that transaction details, right?
No, I have not done it. It's somebody, some hacker maybe, who's trying to misuse my profile and my details, whatever, from wherever he has gathered it. Please cancel it. I am not interested in it. I mean, I have got nothing to do with it.
All right. You don't need to be worried about. You just need to be cooperative with us for a few minutes so that we can provide you the 9-digit cancellation code, and you are going to be connected with us so that we can provide you the cancellation soft copy. That's the proof your fraudulent purchase will be cancelled permanently and your information will be secure as well, right? So, first, can you please tell me, like, which cell phone do you using? Is it your iPhone or is it your Android mobile one?
What I'm using?
Which mobile phone are you using?
Samsung.
Alright, just open up your Play Store from your Samsung phone.
What exactly you want me to do?
I want me to go to the Play Store application where you can download.
Okay, and do what?
And do what means? You need to download antivirus, firewall, eBay, AnyDesk. Through that application, you get to see the 90-day cancellation code. Actually, I'm gonna let you know how to get that form and get that code to your phone, so that you can fill up the form by yourself. And once you submitted that form, then your fraudulent order will be cancelled permanently, sir.
Why do I have to go through all those procedures? Why can't you directly cancel? I'm calling you for that.
Yeah, if I can cancel the procedure, and
why can't you cancel it without it? When I'm telling you, I have not entered into any transaction. Somebody else is probably trying to hack my account and misuse
uh-huh.
it. I'm required to do anything then? Why can't it be done simply on my statement?
All right. I'm going to explain to you, sir. First of all, if I can cancel this fraudulent transaction, in that verification purpose, you need to be providing me some personal information for the verification purpose, which we are not required. Because this call is being recorded for training and educational purpose, we are not authorized to share or any kind of personal information over the call. That's why I'm not asking you any personal informations over the call. That's why I'm going to instruct you how to get connected with our eBay customer security.
But I still have a doubt, sir. How do I know that OTP or any kind of verification code that you would be sending, how do I know that code I am giving to the right person and the right platform?
No.
Because I am new to Australia. I am visiting here. I don't know anything about, any mobile fraud happening in this country. So why should I share anything with anybody? I mean, how do I know that I am talking to you and you are a genuine person? You are asking me for a code. You got my doubt. Why should I share an OTP or A with a stranger?
Okay, I can understand.
Even I get a call that my account will automatically be debited and now you call this number. I call that number, is asking for some OTP which I have to provide using some Play Store. How do I know that I am not being defrauded even now?
Let me speak, sir. What is the difference between a genuine and a fraud company? Like fraud company asking you some banking details, but we are not asking you any kind of single details and you don't share any code. We are providing you that code to your device.
Okay, from where did you get my number?
Sorry?
There is some transaction on the platform you are saying using my account number, okay? Huh? That is why I got a confirmatory call that if I don't cancel it, my account would be debited. Okay. Now, from that same number, I am calling you and saying that I am not the person who has done it and I am asking you to cancel it. What is stopping you from doing that?
So, we are trying to...
You don't need to...
I don't need to...
I am calling you from the same number. You can see my number.
Yeah, 4-5-0-5-3.
That is the number of the account from whom that transaction has happened, claimably, allegedly, correct? So I'm calling you from the same number and I'm denying it. I'm denying it that it is not me, somebody else. That I think could be sufficient enough to cancel the transaction.
Alright. You just hang on a second. I'm going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor on the floor. He will guide you. Alright, just hold on.
Mobile. Hello.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior supervisor. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, sir. I have a problem. Yeah,
okay.
A few minutes ago, I got a call saying that I've entered into some transaction through eBay, and then if it is not me, I need to do something to cancel it. Otherwise, my account would automatically be debited. I was asked for a confirmation.
Okay.
Now, I don't know from where my number was. Probably from your website only you would have got my number. And using that, against that number only, against that ID only, the transaction must have taken place. Now, I am calling you from the same number and saying that it is not me, and probably some smart guy who is trying to misuse my account and from wherever he has gathered any misinformation about me.
I want to tell you something, sir. If you don't mind, can I stop you right now? Can I make you understand one thing?
Please.
Let me tell you, sir, like, you are not the one person who is facing this problem today or in the last week. We've seen that in the last week there was 97 or 98% that, like, is like telling the same thing. The thing is, what happening nowadays, I do believe that you use a smart devices like a computer, laptop or a smartphone, anything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, you do email, now on your email you will get to see that there were lots of spam and junk emails you are receiving. What happened,
yes.
That type of spam emails or junk emails contains lots of harmful viruses and malicious files in that link. Now what happened, if maybe you are going to, somehow you are going to delete that link, but like somehow you click on that link, okay? Maybe you're going to delete the link, but you click on that link. So what happened, from that link, those fraudster is going to get all of your personal details, whatever the activities you do with the help of the smartphone or a computer or a laptop, okay? So the fault is not from your side. These are the like hackers nowadays. They're just trying to get in our customer details. And as you pay by a card on at the time of purchase, from that card, they're just trying to get your details, and they're just trying to make a smaller transaction, okay? So that's the reason we called you today, in order to make you aware of that, so you're not going to face this problem in future, okay?
Do you know the person you are talking to?
Yes, definitely we know that.
Can you tell me my name?
But let me tell you one thing, sir, like, as this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, we are not authorized to give you any of your personal details over the phone. If you want to see that,
that is why I am saying that a fighter will not be this one as a product. It does not tell you anything that you are aware of. Give me the details of the transaction.